This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We do thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. And we trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you today. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day that you've given us. Thank you for the opportunity to be here on the broadcast and be with all the listeners. I pray, Father, your blessings be upon them. I pray, Father, for the children's homes, mission work, and all of that, that you'd lead us and guide us. Let us know what you want done in it, Lord, and help us. And Lord, we'll thank you for all that you do, and we give you the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. We'd like to ask you to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, and then all the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria. Now, let me mention just a couple of things there. If you would continue to pray for the situation that's going on in North India Children's Home. So we've been having trouble because of the government over there not allowing the money to come in to support it. They're persecuting and targeting any Christian outfits, and so we've got some lawyers that's working around some of that. But we'd sure appreciate your prayers and ask the Lord just to take care of that. Then I want to go on and talk to you a little bit about the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria where they feed the children daily. And last little bit, we've been coming up short on the funding for that, and we sure could use prayers and financial support with that. What it is that, you know, there's the villages over there, they go in those places, have their churches and things like that, but a lot of young'uns in them villages, and if it wasn't for these places, they wouldn't have food for that day. They depend on this, and real poverty-stricken areas, and we've been trying to support that for a long time. Many of you all have helped in that. We appreciate that. But would like to ask you to continue to pray and ask the Lord what he'd have each and every one to do concerning that. And we'd greatly appreciate it. These are just, I guess, orphans. Some are just poor families. Some are different situations. But I know the Lord knows each and every situation, and he can help us with it. But anyway, just wanted to mention that to you. Continue to pray for all the missionaries, the mission work, and everything that's going on. And we'd greatly appreciate, once again, all of the prayers and financial support that comes in. We want to thank you. And I will just go ahead and give you our mailing addresses. If you would, write us at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing.
In visions I saw.
In vision I saw.
The place that's called Calvary.
The place that's called Calvary.
And Jesus my Lord.
And Jesus my Lord. They're bleeding for me. They're bleeding for me.
By faith I could see.
By faith I could see
that great open fountain,
that great open fountain
where sinners are washed,
where sinners are washed and ever made free, and ever made free.
I saw them take Christ,
I saw them take Christ
and robe him in. It seemed I could see.
It seemed I could see
the crown that he wore.
The crown that he wore.
When reading about.
When reading about
his side that was riven.
His side that was riven.
I could almost feel.
The Roman made cross
on which he was lifted,
on which
she was lifted.
Was used in those days
for criminals to bear. For criminals to bear. It seemed I could hear
the sound of the hammer.
The sound of the hammer.
Calvary.
And Jesus my Lord.
And Jesus my Lord.
They're bleeding for me. They're bleeding for me.
By faith I could see.
By faith I could see.
That great open fountain.
That great open fountain.
Where sinners are washed.
Where sinners are washed. And ever made free. And ever made free.
Amen. Can you see that place? Romans chapter 14. Bible said in verse 1 of Romans 14, him that is weak in the faith receive you, but not to doubtful dispensations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. Let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Who art thou that judges another man's servant? I mean, I'm going to go on, but I'm going to park there just for a second. Who art thou that judges? I mean, one can eat and one can't, and one wants to judge the one that is, you know. But he's saying, he's not talking about a man's servant. He's saying you're the Lord's, and somebody else is judging you. You're another man's servant, and, you know, you're the Lord's. You're his. You're his servant, and who are you to judge him? Now, I told somebody this morning, I read that and that scripture jumped out at me because I can be that way. I can be that way. Somebody don't do things the way I do it or the way we do it or whatever. And I can throw off on that, but I mean, you know, they may just be weak or they may be stronger. I don't know. But if they're the Lord's, they're the Lord's. You know, if they belong to God, then don't worry about it. God will take care of it. It says it here. Listen, it says it here. To his own master he standeth or falleth. Amen. Yea, he shall be holding up, for God is able to make him stand. Amen. So, I mean, the Lord's took care of that. The Lord's held him up. Weak or strong, the Lord holds you up. Ain't that good? Amen. You may be strong in here today, and the Lord's still holding you up, and you may be weak in faith in here today, but if you're the Lord's, he's still holding you up.
Amen.
So the Bible said, one man esteemeth one day above the another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. He that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. For none of us liveth to himself, or no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. Ain't that good? For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that we might be, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? And why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man putteth a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that it esteem anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably, destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Christ died. Let not that your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things which, wherewith one may edify another. For meat destroyeth not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for a man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in the things which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now, I'm going to preach just for a little while out of those last few verses. And what really got me stirred up about this week, I got a letter from somebody. I don't know who, because they won't sign it. It's twice I've got this letter. And they won't sign it. I don't get a return address or anything like that. And they're fussing at me because I won't preach on sin. Well, I do all the time. I tell us all, we're none good. No, not one. But that ain't the point. They want me to label sin. They want me to talk about drinking and doping and short pants and going to the beach and anything, you know, that they ain't doing. That's what they want from me. They want me to list them out there for them. And I was over there yesterday, and I was working, and I was doing some things, and I got to, you know, I started to say something about it Thursday, and I said, no, I ain't going to. If y'all's here, you remember that. Because I get in a tizzy every now and then. But I was working, and this verse come to me yesterday as I was working, doing some things. The Bible said, for whatsoever is not of faith,
yes, sir,
is sin.
Amen.
Now, if you can't believe God, you're sinning.
Right.
That's it. You're sinning. I got that letter this week. And then there's another statement made to me, and I'm going to preach on both of those this morning, just a little bit. The Bible said that which is not of faith is sin. Now, you know, if we want to get down to the law of the letter, here's the thing. They even mentioned the crowd here. They talked about you. There's somebody watching you. They talking about things. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, there's a scripture in here. If your brother's weak, don't just flaunt in front of him. If you're strong in faith, hast thou faith? Have it to yourself. If you can believe God to take your drink of wine, he mentions that. I'm not advocating it. Just do it to yourself. You don't have to flaunt it. Or whatever it is, if you got faith to wear a pair of shorts, you don't have to go down State Street in your Daisy Dukes. Ever what you want to say about it. Have it to yourself. See, they're talking, I don't know what sin they want me to call out, but I want to say if you don't have faith, I mean, my God, you might have faith to do something, but they may not. You know? And if they do it, it's sin. I mean, that's what the Bible said. It said, and he that doubteth is damned. If he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Amen. And they might not even be you they're watching. Just about every morning I drive through Bojangles. And I get pork on my biscuit. They might be watching me. I don't know what sin it is. But see, I got faith that says, I mean, it's clean. Amen. Thank God I can eat pork. Amen. It's the other white meat. Now, some can't. They don't have the faith. See, I want to talk about this. I mean, I got thinking about it. They said, well, you need to pray. Well, I'll give you a couple verses on sin. It is written. Don't turn me off on the radio, YouTube, or nothing else. You wrote the letter. You listened to the message. If you won't sign it, at least leave it on and listen to it. The Bible said in Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, none. I'm going to give you some things. I'm not just harping up here. There's none that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way. They've all become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. So, I mean, here's the thing. You better have some faith. You better come to the place that you can trust in what the Lord done for you. You want to harp on sin? That which is not of faith is sin. Amen. You better be careful what you do. If you can't believe in the blood of Christ, and they just sung that song about Calvary, if you don't have enough, you better be careful what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're touching. Amen. It's sin. Amen. And you know what I think about you? You're sinning. You're doing it. And the other statement was this. And I want to explain it a little bit better this morning because the Lord gave me something on it. Somebody else said something to me because I said something. And this ain't for everybody. I understand this. God helped me with something years ago. I made a comment that I threw all the commentaries and all that stuff away and I just got rid of all that stuff. And they made the comment, you shouldn't do that. Well, here's what and I'm still talking about faith. And what I want to say is this. I'm not running those things down. I'm not downing those that use them. But I found out something, Matt. Amen. I need a different faith than Matthew Henry had. Yes. I need a different faith than J. Vernon McGee had. Amen. I need a different faith than Schofield had. Amen. Or Larkins had. As far as I know, none of them fellers ever had children's homes, mission work. They didn't need that kind of faith. I needed something from God. I needed Preacher Potter faith. I need that feller over in Bristol, England's faith. I needed the faith to feed the youngest. I needed something from God. I needed more than something out of their books. I needed something out of this book. I needed to be able to believe God. I come in here this morning and I'm not running none of that stuff down. You got them, you redo whatever you want to, but I needed something from God. I thought this is what I needed. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Who gave himself for me. I needed that faith. I mean, George Mueller, they said that he said this. He wasn't going to tell nobody nothing. Whatever he needed, that children's home over there needed, he is going to tell God and let God take care of it. See, them other fellas didn't need that kind of faith. I got that a long time ago, sitting back there overwhelmed one day and told God, I can't do this.
Right.
And he told me, you're considering the wrong one. Abraham considered not his body now dead, yeah, neither the barrenness of Sarah's womb, but, oh, look, what did it say? But was strong in faith. See, some people don't need faith. Some people don't need pastoring faith. I don't need missionary faith, but these fellas do. I don't need that. I don't have to have the faith to walk off and leave the security of our nation and go somewhere else. Go over there and depend on other folks to take care of you. Or, I mean, it's the Lord. I know it's God doing it. But it comes through the body. I thought about this. And I walked in the study this morning, and I got, now some of you, if you're listening on the radio, you can't see what I'm going to show the church here this morning. But if you're on YouTube or whatever, John can zoom in on this. I walked in there this morning, and here's a picture of this little feller. Now, the first picture I've got of this little feller, Nathan sent it to me. And this little boy walked into one of the villages a couple winters ago with not a stitch of clothing on him. I got the picture. I mean, not nothing. Right here, they've took him and they've dressed him up a little bit, put something on him. They've been every now and then trying to help that little fella out. But you know what? I'm talking about faith. I'm going to read another scripture to you here in just a minute. See, you want me to preach on sin? I'm going to give you another sin. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's sin. I come in here this morning, and I got to have faith to get $1,400 to feed this little feller and all them other 35 feeding centers. Because we don't have it. Now, if you're listening to me and you wrote a note about sinning, I just told you what we need. You are to get your checkbook out. You are to write it down. And if you know to do good and do it or not, you're sinning. I got young'uns over there that's starving to death and ain't going to get fed this week. And if you don't sin it, you're sinning.
Amen.
You're a sinner. That's right, ain't it? Ain't that what the scripture said? If you know to do it, if you see your brother hungry, and you walk off, you're sinning. Hey, let me say this. Next month, we're going to need that same money. You're to just go ahead and put them on the account. And don't worry about me taking a penny of it. I don't take a penny of the Charity Baptist Mission. I don't take a penny from the church. I don't take a penny from the children's home. And I won't, by the grace of God.
Amen.
They've talked about paying me here several times. And you know why I won't let them? Because all the people that run their mouth about Preacher Potter said he got rich off this place. That's a lie from the devil, but you believe what you want to. I had somebody back at Christmas tell me all kinds of things they'd heard about him. I said, I don't know about that, but I'll tell you what's going on now. I won't take a penny by the grace of God just because of things that's been told about him. And I'll say this, every dime, every penny goes to where you send it. So don't you worry about nobody around here getting it. I got a little old feller that's going to be hungry all month, going to be hungry next month, just like you, and we need the money to come in to do it. And I want to, see, you don't, some of them don't have to believe for nothing. But you want to talk to me about short pants and everything else, I'm going to talk to you about believing God. You got enough. Let me give you a couple of scriptures. You say, well, I can't afford it. Well, let me give you a couple of things. Proverbs, the Bible said, be not wise in thine own eyes. This is the verses right after she's talking.
Yes.
It said, and depart from evil.
Yes.
It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.
Amen.
Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits of thine increase. Now, if you got some faith, listen. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Either believe God or quit sending me letters. If you at least have enough guts to sign them. If you don't come talk to me, come talk to me. Don't send me no more letters. If you're listening to me. Bless God, I need more faith than some of the, I mean, I ain't saying I'm anything. I'm just trying to believe God.
Amen.
I'm trying to believe God to feed these fellas over there.
Amen.
Carolyn called me the other day and she said, we don't have the money to send them. I said, borrow it out of the other account and we'll get it. I'm going to believe God for it. I believe God's going to do it. I mean, I got to.
Amen.
I got to, Brett. Amen. If I don't believe God, I'm sinning. Say, well, what have you done? Well, I done wrote my check. You do what you want to do. And if you're listening to me on this radio or YouTube or anything else, you ought to get yours in the mail tomorrow morning.
Amen.
I guarantee the post office, they got an old saying, rain or shine, snow or sleet. They'll be coming by your house. You just take it out there, you put it in the mailbox, and you flip the flag up. And it won't be long. They'll be sending it to Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. There's your address. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin. Amen. Let these little youngins starve to death. And that's why, listen to me. That's why. I got a place, and I got a place. I ordered these Bibles right here. And that's what I've been giving out to these young'uns. There's a reason I do that. First of all, it's a King James Bible, if nothing else. And I believe it's the right one.
Amen.
Second of all, it ain't got nothing in it. No footnotes. See, here's what I'm trying to say. I ain't against all that stuff. I'm just saying this. You know, you got all them Bibles, got all these footnotes and stuff in them, whether it be Thompson, Nelson, Schofield, whatever, that's fine. But let me say this. These young'uns, they may have to have faith to walk through the fire. That's something Schofield didn't have. He didn't have to do that. He may have to have faith. They might be some of them that have to have faith to go through the den of lions.
Right.
Larkins didn't have to do that.
Amen.
Matthew Henry didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
I want them to have the pure word of God.
Amen.
I mean, I want them to get it.
Yeah.
And get it in there. Now, I'm not running. You can get things from that. And I'm not running it down. I just knew I had to have more.
Right. Yes, sir.
I had to have more.
Amen.
I had to have it. I've done found out I can't do it. But I've got a God in heaven that can.
Amen.
I've got a God in heaven that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think.
Amen.
Boy, he's done got it figured out. But I'm going to close here in a minute. I seen something here a while back. And I normally don't quote other people. I try not to anyway. But this was really good. An old saying Tom Sawyer had. This is what he said. He said, never argue with a fool. They'll drag you down to their level and beat you with their experience. And you think about that a little while. They're experienced at being foolish. They'll beat you to death with it. Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.